Housing is a big issue, of course, up and down the country, but particularly here in East London. And we've all been spending longer in our homes lately, whether we like it or not. But experience of lockdown is very different depending on where it is you call home. Earlier on, I spoke with Ekwolo Ekwebesi from the housing campaign organisation Focus E15. And I asked her, how she's getting on with lockdown.
It's been an up and down roller coaster at the moment. I'm in lockdown with my sister. I originally had a job coming here, but when I got here, that's when the lockdown was enforced. And so my company decided to shut its doors. So it was really kind of depressing the first couple, 3-4 weeks. And then I decided to just pull myself together and try to make myself useful around the home. So it's been pretty much up and down so far, but at the moment I'm doing great, so I can't complain.
And of course you've got kids as well with you, that must be difficult.
I'm pretty lucky, isolating with my sister. We tend to share the parenting responsibilities between the two kids, so it's not too bad. But sometimes it does get too much. When I'm just babysitting, it feels like I don't want to be at home all the time. I came off from maternity leave over a year ago, and it was only in a part-time role. I felt like I was actually useful being a part of society again. And now, with the lockdown situation, I just feel like I'm back to square one where I'm not contributing anything. It's not the ideal situation. I guess that's the thing for pretty much everyone.
And of course, you used to live in Brimstone House, the famous Brimstone House, which is in Victoria Street in Stratford, which is temporary accommodation. Are you glad to be out of there?
Absolutely. I can't imagine what those people, mothers, parents, fathers who are living there at the moment must be going through. Even before lockdown, it felt pretty much isolated. It's not a place I would want to bring my friends. I would want to bring family members too. So with this whole lockdown situation, I don't know what those people must be going through. I can't stress enough the importance of the council getting those families homes, actual homes, for those people to live in, because it's a mental strain that it puts on you, that you have to be upbeat in front of your kids, you have to be positive, and you don't want them to see the negative side of you, and you don't feel very comforting, you don't feel very loving at that moment, and it must be so desperate for them at the moment. So I'm just hoping this message gets through to the right people and let get something done about that place.
Of course, Brimstone House, it's owned by Newham Council. You talked about the emotional problems of being, almost trapped in the place anyway, whether there's lockdown or not. Not only physical problems with the place, it's a high-rise block, isn't it?
Yes. Certain flats, there's mould and there's damp. A lot of the time, there are repair works that need to be done. I know with the lift, when I was there, we had issues with the lift. They said it would be done within a month. 10 months later, it hadn't been done. It took the campaign and pressure from Focus E15 to get the list fixed, and 99% of families had prams, and families they needed to feed, so they had large shopping to deal with coming home and walking up those stairs. It's not a situation you wish on your worst enemy, I can tell you that.
Well, of course, what Newham Council say, they say, well, they do recognise there are problems with the place. They say, well, we haven't got any homes. We'd love to rehouse people, but we just haven't got them. And what would you say to that?
I would say it's quite laughable. I believe there was a Freedom of Information Act back in November last year, where there were recorded the number of empty homes within each borough, and Newham, I believe, had about between 800 and 900 empty homes, and 400 of them are in Carpenter's Estate, 5 minutes walk from Brimstone House.
Yeah, Carpenter's Estate, that's the one between the Westfield Shopping Centre and the Olympic Stadium, what's now West Ham Stadium, yeah.
Exactly. So these empty homes lying there, to be demolished, we don't know the council doesn't seem to know what to do with them, yet they won't house people in the meantime. It doesn't make any logical, commercial, financial sense for it to stay, for those homes to stay empty. They don't seem to be working actively to do anything about it. And I feel like if we don't put pressure on them, they will never do anything about it. So I think that's why I was so keen to be part of Focus E15 in the beginning with, because they weren't taking any notice of my case or anyone's cases in Brimstone House. So and I feel I'm one of the lucky ones that got a resolution, part resolution to my case instance, I'm being housed on the Carpenter estate on a temporary basis at the moment. So, yeah, if it wasn't for workers like CC15 and the pressure we put on them, I wouldn't be in that position at the moment.
Of course, what the council say, they say most of the flats on the Carpenter's estate are completely uninhabitable. What do you say to that?
I would say to that a situation of their own making. They vacated the properties back prior to the 2012 Olympics, and for over 10 years now it's been standing empty. I've just moved back into a property on the Carpenter's estate. I don't know the exact details of the former tenant. If I assume the last tenant was prior to the 2012 Olympics, then that means the flat has had 10 years to degenerate, has 10 years to deteriorate. Even getting the gas issue, my electricity was an issue. At the moment, I don't have any hot water. At the moment, there are a number of issues with the flat. So, situation of their own making. If they had kept people on for these 10 years, I don't think that would have been the case. So, they've made this problem. At least they can address the issue.
I suppose what you're saying is that there may be some problems with the flats, but there's nothing that couldn't be sorted out relatively easily and relatively quickly.
Exactly, yeah. So, get tenants in. At least the council will be generating revenue with council tax and rent that the tenants will be paying. So why not get people into those properties and make them habitable again? There's no reason for them not to do so.
Now, evictions, yeah, particularly of private renters, yeah, this is something which is almost certainly going to go up. People have lost their jobs over the last few weeks. Some people have been furloughed. They're getting just 80% of their wages and they won't be able to pay their rent. Heard figures of nearly 2 million people claiming universal credit, waiting to get the universal credit to come through. And, well, there has been a scheme which finishes at the end of June, which says that all possessions at the moment, repossessions of places, people can't be evicted effectively until the end of June. But after that, this sort of like a stay of execution, if you like, is coming to an end. What do you think is going to happen then?
It leaves the tenant in a precarious situation where they don't know what the future holds for themselves. They're behind on the rent. They've got eviction notices on their heads. It's a time where you don't know what the future is for you, and I think both the local government and the national government have a lot of work to do to reassure tenants and landlords of what the future holds for both parties, because this situation nobody could have foreseen. But to make it seem like, okay, you're on your own, we've done everything we could, and then wash their hands off you, the council needs to step up and put their hands in their pockets if that is what it takes, and build more houses, trouble the government, make sure that they provide more enough money. All of a sudden, because of this crisis, the government had billions of pounds to spend on the furlough scheme, on the business scheme, and everything like that. Why can't they do that with housing as well? It doesn't make sense. I think not just this government, but successive governments have put business over people, and we need to stop doing that as a society so that we can heal ourselves, not just physically but emotionally. People feel like they don't have anywhere to turn to because everything is so focused on the money side of things. Nothing is thought about in terms of the person or the individual anymore, and that is what is so sad about this situation at the moment that we're living in.
And finally, yeah, if there's one thing, yeah, one thing that could be done in terms of housing, yeah, to help people in East London get through this coronavirus situation, what would that be? There's one thing that could be done.
They don't need to wait for builders to build the property. They don't need to wait for money from the government. What use resources that they have at their fingertips right now, that is all they need to do. The Carpenter's estate is one good example of that. If at the moment I've got 3 or 4 neighbours around me, but I know that there are a lot more, 100 more empty homes on the Carpenter's estate that could be housed. So if they are serious about making sure everybody is isolating safely, everybody has access to safe facilities that they can put they can feel safe in with their family members, they don't need to look no further than the Carpenter's estate.
Egwolo Ekwerekwesi from the housing campaign organisation Focus E15. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to find out more about the Focus E15 housing campaign, you can contact them on focuse15.org. That's focuse15, all one word, focuse15.org. Well, we have to go to the break now, so it's goodbye from me, Pete Day, here on New Sound Radio 92 FM, and you back to the studio. Got some great programmes lined up for you for the rest of the day. So stay tuned and stay safe.